Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. For the next few weeks, this is the third week of a lengthy series on the will of God. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, and she also has a master's degree in Christian studies. And she probably gets embarrassed when I say this, but she's one of the wisest people I know, and I really enjoy talking with her. I don't agree with her on everything, but I will say I agree on like 95 to 98% of what she says. And the 2% that I don't agree with, I'm probably wrong. So I welcome Gidi to the show. Welcome, Gidi.
Thank you. And you know what? Thank God for that 2% you don't believe in, because I'm sure I'm not 100% right, although I may think I am. And yeah, if it wasn't for that 2%, we wouldn't have the interesting discussions we have.
You know, you're right. You're right. Gidi, you know, we went through a difficult drought period in California.
Yes.
And there were people who were praying, you know, God, make this change. Make this. We need the wall. We need this. We need this. And it had many people. I remember talking a year ago about this, and we were saying, is God involved in this? Is he the one that's deciding all of this?
Yes.
And how involved is he? I mean,
That's a great question.
That's the question. How is he really involved in all of this?
That's a great question.
And so the drought now seems to have, it's not completely out of the woods yet, but it's much better than it was a year ago.
Yes, it is.
And you know, I don't think we could look at Lake Orville now and say, okay, it's not as ugly as it was a year ago.
Right.
It was pretty ugly for a while. We're out there. Terrible. It doesn't look bad now. Anyway, so how is God involved with his creation? I guess the question is, what are we talking about when he's saying his creation?
Okay. This is presupposing the idea that God created everything. Hmm. And there was in the late 1800s and going into the 20th century and for much of the 20th century, in certain parts of the body of Christ, in the more liberal churches, there was this idea that God created everything like a wind-up universe, mm-hmm. and he wound it all up, and he set it down, and he walked away from it. And he's going to let everything play out the way it's going to play out, and he's not going to intervene, and he's not going to interrupt, you know, the weather patterns or the seasons or everything. He built it in, and by the way, this view accommodates the theory of evolution as well.
So in other words, he gets it set up and runs on autopilot.
It runs on autopilot until it runs out, until just like the wind-up toy finally runs down and stops, and then his son Jesus comes back. So this question is saying, do we live in a wind-up universe where God is distant and not really involved in the affairs of people or in anything that happens in this universe, or is God somehow involved? And if so, to what extent? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Well, I know that I remember, and I didn't know this until recently, in Genesis, I think I'm sure it was Genesis, where God allowed Adam and Eve to name the animals.
He allowed Adam to do that.
Yeah, Adam. So you name what you want to name them. Yeah. You know, that's up to you. That's your decision. You want to call a bear a cat, you want to call a dog a chimpanzee, do whatever you want. And so I guess I'm not going to jump ahead how involved he is in every day of our lives. But since we're talking about his creation, it would not be accurate to say technically then, based on Scripture, that God is 100% involved in his creation, other than that he delegated responsibilities to man to decide. So he's still technically, he's involved in his creation, but he's letting people, human beings, make decisions about his creation.
Yes, and we see that in the Bible. Remember, the five ways we can know the will of God are the Bible, the church, human reason, prayer, and circumstances. And the church includes the residency of the Holy Spirit in us and a personal relationship with Christ. That's what mm-hmm. I mean by the church. And then looking at the church down through the ages. So when we open the Bible, we see right after the fall, God didn't walk away. He created everything in the first two chapters. Mm-hmm. We get to chapter 3, everything gets broken through sin. And we see that God didn't walk away. He was still very involved. the first words to humankind that God spoke after the fall was he was calling out to Adam and Eve, and he spoke three words, "Where are you?" Mm-hmm. And I believe God is speaking that to each one of us today.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Most of us are hiding the way Adam did, hiding from God, hiding from ourselves, hiding from our spouses, and hiding in our relationships.
Would it have been different? Would human history have been different if Adam, instead of trying to hide, and Eve trying to hide, if they'd come out and confessed what they had done immediately?
Probably would be, Jerry. Probably, I think it would have been different.
So if Adam had come out and said, you know, God, I did what you told me not to do.
Well, he did say that. He said, I hid because I was scared.
Okay.
And then the Lord said, why? Did you do what I told you not to do?
Yeah.
And he never says, yes, I did. He blames it on Eve.
Right.
He says, well, that woman you gave me.
And then Eve blamed it on
Satan.
And of course, the snake didn't have a leg to stand on. Okay, that's a joke.
Not when the Lord was done with it.
Well, snakes don't have legs. So, yeah, okay. That's an old joke. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so we see in the Bible, then we see God sending the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
We see God over and over again reaching out to humankind. We see him setting up his people, the Jews, through whom he was going to send the Messiah and the Savior, Jesus Christ. We see God incarnate, something Adam and Eve probably never imagined in their mm-hmm. lives, walking the earth, 100% God, 100% man, showing us, this is how I want you to live. We see God incarnate, crucified and mm-hmm. resurrected and ascended. So I would say, just based on the Bible, we can see that God is very much involved.
A lot more to talk about. Is God involved with his creation? If so, how involved is he? And does he delegate certain things for us to do? We're going to talk about that too, maybe in a later show. But we're going to take a break right now. Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. If you want to get in touch with her, go to tgplace.com, tgplace.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up.
We're big fans of The Growing Place, marriage and family counseling, relationship coaching, life coaching. A couple of events that you might want to take part in beginning this Tuesday. Today is the 17th, beginning on the 22nd. Running through April 26th, every Tuesday, relationship coaching. There's still spots available. There's a fee, a cost of $460 at The Growing Place. It's a three-hour class, again, Tuesday evenings to help out with relationships. There's also one called life coaching, which is a little different. This is going to take place starting this Monday, same time, Mondays at The Growing Place through April 25th. That's at 1074 East Avenue. And, the phone, probably the best phone number to give is probably just The Growing Place itself. And you could figure out, more there. Go to 588-0448, 588-0448. Gidi, real quickly, I know there's two things. Let's talk real briefly. The relationship coaching classes or seminars. Explain what happens
yes.
at these things.
It's based on the American Association of Christian Counselors teaching program. They have DVDs. They have questions and answers. It's kind of interactive. And then we have life coaches, live life coaches there to answer questions, to lead mm-hmm. in discussions. When you're finished with the program, you actually get certified.
Okay.
You get a certification that you have finished relationship coaching or life coaching. And you answer test questions, you send it back to the AACC back in Virginia.
Okay.
They grade it. If you pass, they certify you and they say you've taken this.
What do people do with the certification? Do they use it for any other purpose other than just the accomplishment?
Well, you know, a lot of people take this just to apply in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
But if they ever decided they wanted to go professional,
mm-hmm.
they would have something in their, you know, toolkit.
Okay, so relationship coaching, I think we could, what about life coaching?
What kind of
decisions are discussed in life coaching?
Everything. It's very similar to topics that come up in counseling, but the life coach is not allowed to do counseling, cannot go back into past issues. So let's say somebody who's addicted to alcohol goes to a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Counselor would want to deal with all the alcohol issues and then look in their past and look at if they grew up in an abusive home, alcoholic home, when did they start getting addicted, on and on and on, and then help treat them from that viewpoint. Whereas a life coach would just say, okay, how much do you drink a day? You drink a bottle of whiskey a day? Okay, now we've got a plan, and you look at the present and the future.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cut down. We're going to do this, you know, just like a coach does for a football team.
And my understanding, too, even when you're making big decisions like, you know, do I want to buy a house? You know, do I want to? I mean,
there's financial coaching.
Financial coaching.
There's romance. There's what do you do when adultery breaks the marriage coaching.
Career coaching, career ideas.
Career coaching.
Yes.
There's just all kinds of coaching.
Okay. And again, the life coaching starts sooner. Begins this Monday.
And what is the date on that? The actual date?
March 21st.
Okay.
Today's the 17th. March 21st through April 25th, Monday evenings from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. That's the life coaching seminar. And again, you can get a special certificate with that as well. And then on Tuesday is the relationship coaching, and that takes place every Tuesday evening from 6 to 9, March 22nd through April 26th. And the number, just best thing to do is just either go to tgplace.com.
That's the best.
Dot
yeah.
com,
just go there, and you can register online there.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got that. All right, let's move on with our discussion, the will of God. This is the third in a lengthy series on the will of God. We discussed, is it possible to know the will of God? Clearly it is, based on Scripture and things that happen in our life. It's possible. How does God reveal his will to us? He does so in many different ways.
Yes. Henry Blackaby names the Bible, the church, prayer, circumstances, and our own ability to reason.
And we're talking today, is God really involved with his creation? We define creation as being
what he created, everything we see around us, including us.
And is he involved? Does it run on autopilot, or is he involved in it day to day, minute to minute?
Okay, that's where we need to figure out how involved he is. The Bible shows us he's very much involved.
Mm-hmm.
And his desire is to save every human being on the face of the earth.
Give me some ideas of ways in which he is, you know, involved. To be more specific, because you've mentioned, how involved is he?
Yes. Well, we know through the Bible that he's involved in our eternal outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very high priority for him. So how do we get to our eternal outcome? He shows us ways that we can get there.
Mm-hmm.
He shows us what it is he requires of us. He shows us what to do when we sin and when we fall short of what we need to get there. Basically, he shows us Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and he gives us his Holy Spirit. Okay, let's say now we have a personal working relationship with Jesus, and we have his Holy Spirit. So, okay, now I know as a Christian, he's very involved with my eternal outcome. How involved is he with my past?
With your past?
With my past. Does he really care where I came from, what I did?
Mm-hmm.
How involved is he with my present? How involved is he in my marriage?
How involved
is he with my children?
My immediate reaction to that, Gidi, is I hope he's not involved in my past. Because, you know, we all want to put our past behind us. It's an old cliche. Put the past behind you. I mean, does God want us to put our past behind us? Does he put our past behind us? My answer would seem to be yes, that he does put our past behind us.
Does he do it automatically, or do we go through a process, is my question.
But does it reach a point in which your past is no longer a factor in your future?
Possibly,
in God's eyes?
Possibly. It depends on the process that we're in. I guess we're going to go to break, and I'll continue
Actually,
this.
I believe that's the... No, we do have one more. We have one more segment.
Yes.
We have one more segment. We'll be right back.
Okay.
getting really interesting, too. Is God involved with his creation? How involved is he? We'll wrap up our discussion right after the break.
KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're discussing the will of God with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. If you need some help in your life, she is somebody who takes clients over at The Growing Place, almost has that license to become a marriage and family therapist. How much longer do we have?
Well, I'm just waiting to hear back from the Board of Behavioral Sciences releasing me to take the second exam.
Well, good. I'm sure it's going to go very well for you.
God willing.
Yes, go to, the will of God. 588-0448, 588-0448 at The Growing Place if you need some counseling sessions for addictions or relationship issues or whatever it is that's going on in your life. You could also go to tgplace.com. That music came up just at the most inopportune time.
Yes.
It was getting extremely interesting going into the last segment.
So you were asking me how interested is God in our past?
Yes.
And I said, it depends on the process we're in. And this is what I mean. If I think I can come to Christ and not deal with my past and not deal with my sins and not repent and not lay it all before him, and just la-la-la my way into heaven, I am very self-deceived.
Okay.
So I have to be involved with my past enough to own it, to confess it, to receive the redemption and the forgiveness, and to receive Christ and his Holy Spirit, and to walk forward with that.
You have to change it.
Well, God does a transformation in me.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm no longer that person. I'm a new creation.
I'm greatly inspired by a preacher named Erwin Lutzer with
Me
the Moody's
too,
Church.
By the way. I love that guy.
He's outstanding.
Yeah.
And he said that the first step really in getting rid of sin, and or at least taming it, I guess. I don't think you could ever fully get rid of it, but at least tame it to the point where it's under control. I mean, I'm not using the right words, but because I'm not Erwin Lutzer.
Maybe just reducing its influence on you.
Exactly. And really toning it down. And he said that is when you start to hate the things you used to love, and you start mm-hmm. to love the things you hate. When you start hating the sin that you have, whether it's being, you know, I find myself thinking about my pride starts, and I start when I'm driving, I'm thinking, well, why don't I make this? Why don't I get this? And I start thinking about it. I says, darn, I really hate when I get like that.
Mm-hmm.
It really bothers me when I get
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step towards saying, or people who might be addicted to pornography, mm-hmm. or people who are addicted to alcohol or drugs, when they start to hate what they do,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what he says is the first step toward really changing your behavior.
I think that's very sound.
Yeah.
And I think there has to also be some self-forgiveness.
Yeah. That's a hard thing for people to do.
Judging ourselves and condemning ourselves. Because if we really believe in Christ and we really believe that he died to set us free from our sins, then we need to walk in that and receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul wrote, forgetting what is behind, pressing forward to what lies ahead. Now, he never forgot what was behind, because it comes up periodically in his epistles where he talked about how he persecuted the church.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically a Jewish terrorist in the first
right.
century. So, you know, there are certain things where we still stumble as hard as we try. But to answer your question, we deal with our past, first of all, at the cross with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Then we deal with the consequences of our past in our present and maybe in our future.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always forward-focused, heaven-focused, God-focused, and not self-focused. When we become self-focused, that's when the pride comes in. That's when the self-judgment comes in, self-condemnation, lack of forgiveness for ourselves and mm-hmm. others. That's when all that ugly stuff starts to manifest, which we know, according to the book, is not the will of God.
I'm guessing that the times when you do look in the past, it's why you look into the past. If you look into your past behavior and your past sins and your past conduct, and you look at it and say, gosh, I'm a terrible person. I'm awful. Da, 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 you know, and that's probably not what you want to do. But if you're looking back and saying, you know, I don't want to repeat those mistakes. I don't want to do that again.
If you're ministering to somebody who has the same problems today that you had before mm-hmm. and that you've gotten a handle on through the grace of God, you'll want to remember enough to remember, how did I get to where I am and how can I help this person?
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about, is God involved in our lives, we certainly know he's involved in our present. We certainly know that he's involved in our future. And
sometimes, you know, God may put little markers in my past that after I came to Christ, I could look back and see, oh, you were involved. I thought you had abandoned me, or I thought mm-hmm. you didn't care for me mm-hmm. because I wasn't a Christian. But I see by these little markers that you were involved with my life. Even when I was lost and just inundated with sin, you were there. You helped me.
In the big picture, the will of God in what we're talking in this series, and we're going to get into it next week, which to me is probably, this could almost be two parts next week.
Probably will be.
Because I think we might disagree, and I don't know. is God interested in every detail of our lives? And I do know, I can already predict we're going to hear about God. God, yeah, keep track of every hair on your head, and I know that's going to be brought up.
Remember, I didn't say that. Remember yeah, who said that?
I said that.
Jesus said that.
Yeah. I know, and so, you know, maybe he does care whether or not we have scrambled eggs or eggs over easy. I don't know. We're going to talk about that next week. But just kind of recap what we've learned over the last, 3 weeks now about the will of God and what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to think about it.
Okay. Well, first question we asked is it possible to know the will of God? The answer is yes. We can know it through the Bible, through the witness of the Holy Spirit in the church, and through our human reason. If it is possible, how does God reveal his will to us, those three above, plus prayer and circumstances? Circumstances can include a sermon, a Bible study, a remark a friend said. God has spoken to me through movies, through music, through nature, all kinds of ways. And then finally, is God involved with his creation? I believe he is. And if so, how involved is he? And this is where our discussion is going to get very interesting.
Yeah, it will. I'm interested to find out about this next week, next Wednesday. Gidi, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I really enjoyed it. If you want to contact anybody at The Growing Place to set up appointments or learn more, they got some seminars coming up that you might want to learn about. Go to tgplace.com or give them a call at 588-0448. So long, everybody. Have a good day.